was very tricky.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you know, it's kind of like time traveling.
Observation.
That's a good point.
Compliance, okay.
Probably started and finished on the same date, maybe.
In compliance with something.
If it is indeed a Wednesday.
Okay.
The comment, you know, this is just a draft.
Yeah.
You know, it's always meant to, you know, get, you know, feedback and so forth, so it's pretty rough. And so, yeah, don't be afraid of, you know, changing things to the.
Thank you for the report.
What was the date that?
August 1st.
It was in August.
August 1st, August 2nd.
Yeah, what I tried to do is go, went through old meeting minutes, you know, and tried to get dates, but not all the dates were in it, so. So you August 1st, 23.
August 1st, and then.
Fuck from saying or whatever you want. I would recommend you just kind of. No, that's the great thing about computers. You know, just. And I think part of, you know, having it, you know, as the. Other places we can go. Stop there, that's. Other events that you go on. Things that may be a little bit easier than like that.
decided to go ahead.
What's it called?
So what do people think about that? Right?
Those are the kind of questions we get.
Make it an action step.
I'd love to do something like that, but I just.
I
there will be people there.
Day of the week is that.
The HR department always has a booth.
That's your end, but for. I don't know.
I was going through my drafts.
That's all.
But if you see something in there, just send it to Patty.
Go on and on through our meeting, but. Have anything?
Parking under you?
I'm lost because I'm not sure what programs there are.
A lot of things we can. A lot of people calling. started it. I don't want to have it too far apart. Probably closer to February. Back does, and how long you been? Topic's yours.
That would fall under your training.
It is. Pretty much it. No, just snacks, because it's just a couple.
her with the trauma of what it would be like to live in a country where you Well, she did well in training. She didn't think she was that traumatized by it. She could understand that why they would perceive that. But she just said the contrast was quite stark. Yeah. You know. Neighbor and what we
There are days I wish I carried the ticket book, I can tell you. Mostly for the adults, though.
I'm invited, I guess.
Violent piece and the need. Like the whole piece about the. Right, that this. different schools though.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's a dis, yeah.
I understand.
There's two. I'm not a coffee drinker, so I learned a lot.
That's
a valid. Not coffee. But Starbucks is a great market. Their facility. Craig Mitchell in the draft. But unfortunately, Starbucks. Not that big, no. It'll still be open. You can go have coffee. But really confused people because they didn't get rid of
it. I think they changed the day, the time. Last time I think it was earlier in the day, right?
Okay, so you gotta remember last time we chatted about. Turn off 10 copies and. That's what the cars are going to look like. The reflective subdued. Nobody else in the world will have this design. I mean, I guess they did it, but the bridge is pretty cool. That's that. Since we last met, we now have 4 new officers on the street.
you put your money in it, because I'm coming to use it.
Like, charging by hour, by like 15 minutes?
By the hour, so it's a. I have the avoidance to park on the. Ultimate goal is to keep turnover. That's gonna be coming soon. Also with it is. Bunch of different zones based on where you park. I don't know. There
yeah,
is maps.
Map. Yeah, yeah.
There is maps. Map, very detailed maps. I would.
Like in on.
A lot of information on it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, to get around them, you've got to practice going to.
That is a concern of it.
Disappear. I don't know. They're all, maybe somebody might. But it was a lot easier to write a parking citation. But also, haven't heard through the county.
What? Oh, join the table. Hello, my name is Sofia Solano, and I... yeah, I just wanted to drop back in and hear some updates and advocate for the use of restorative justice, restorative practice. Work for a program that is under contract with the part of conversations with partners, LCDR. I want to just make sure I say what I want to. Start with, yeah, just like broad updates. What I'm working on currently is actually advocacy to renew funds for these diversion pilot programs funded by this first $4 million investment by the Criminal Justice Commission programs. So that is what I'm currently funded by, and unfortunately, it seems like of the legislation that passed this year also died in the Senate this session, so there was a lot of money that did not get distributed. And it did not include funding that was House bill that was passed in 2021. So that's where we are with the legislation. County talking about restorative justice, because there will be advocacy efforts and say yes, like especially if you have, let them know, like restorative justice is something that you want in your community. End crime, to respond to crime when it happens. And I do believe that pre-citation can happen in a school. As you know, I don't believe that schools have to refer anything to the police. Policies that are set by the board and discipline practices that can be adjusted through some some policies, but there have, I think there's untapped potential, I'll put it that way, to actually just refer. Property damages where school administration can. So that is what I'm continuing to advocate for. Ideally, cases can be referred. Many law enforcement agencies are funded programs in the state of Florida. There are programs that use judge referral, district attorney referral, so there are lots of outlets from the criminal legal system. Because the funding timeline is so short right now for what's guaranteed, maybe I sound a little desperate, it's because we are. We want to prove to the criminal justice best we can that these are programs, and to do that, we need cases. Our program is actually equipped to directly from community members. Crime, it doesn't want to report it. Passed a bill this year that protects those referrals with really strong confidentiality measures. The funds to support people entering treatment. Harms that they've caused on people and on. We are hoping that we can demonstrate these impacts. Concept and show that counties in Oregon with the longest and strongest histories of restorative justice. Baxter and a lot of her colleagues that taught me and brought me into this world. Since then, I've been in grad school and now have a number of different work roles. So I guess a couple of questions that I have to hearing the conversation today is, maybe can, and I did have to step out into this. At the police department, that's great. I know there was a deficit, and one of those deficits is a school resource officer. Has been cited by the school district as, you know, a restorative alternative, potentially. Legal system, so I'm wondering if maybe Newport Police Department and the school district. Counseling, conflict de-escalation. Right, but could be more effective in preventing. It would also more interrupt this school to prison pipeline, I'm sure most people are phenomenon, the closer that to the school, the more likely that students are trapped in a cycle of re-entry. I've honestly been like looking for that evidence of what restorative practices have been happening in the schools. I know it's happened with staff and admin, but really the youth deserve to be involved in these kinds of ones experiencing policies. So I'm really hoping that, you know, rather than assigning a student not like a formal citation or a charge placed against a student, that is arguably and kind of a consequence, right, that's designed to even intimidate and kind of like put the fear back into the student of what happened if you commit a crime, ultimately, right? So I would like us to be more radical and restorative with how we're imagining students accessing restorative justice. I would highly recommend that the school district look into what a social support coordinator like that could do in school. Especially given those who can't see officer. Anyways, maybe that job opportunity could be open. And I do work for the Restorative Justice Coalition. No opportunities like that all the time to try to get qualified candidates into positions. I offer to promote that opportunity through my wider networks. And my second question was, I think development, or that maybe even members of this citizens can access, and they don't have to call the police for certain. You know, a consent for services document that clarifies the confidential boundaries, and we don't take it. So if they are not happy, connect our clients with resources. In those cases, we I would be happy to assist. Of the event. For me, does anyone have questions? Yeah, that's, we're providing a completely free service. Hours, as well as, like I said, us that victims make, right? Like, action taken by. Some kind of follow up activity. We can, you know. Harming party, the offender typically calls possible because I like to be identified as the worst thing they've ever done, usually. So those responsible parties can also request money from us to directly repay. Our clients pay for nothing. Other than, yeah, maybe considering like not like opening up that school position to a wider audience. Academy content, I think, would be I can, we are like reworking some of our part of our partnership and collaboration. Yeah, and where we might, you know. Yeah, I have. at this point, like, there have been incidents within our team where we're according to and, you know, just within our own group, things happen. Crimes, and so we have been working through, probably just oversharing now, but to give you the reason I'm saying this is that any one of you could experience a crime. Love could experience a crime. Often victims and survivors of crime are satisfied with the results. And so if anyone one of our partner organizations, staff member there, for example, obviously, and try to that the police were not following. So just to give you an example, right, in our own networks, crimes happen, and this is a community. Are fully funded and
primarily geared towards you, or it doesn't.
Most of the programs,
petty crime.
Yeah, no. Most of the programs are actually funded to. What has happened here, but no, I mean, everything from not being addressed with restorative justice. Right, like, I'm not saying all of those cases, but maybe someday that victims and survivors. Not my kid. I actually don't want to suspend them because they're struggling already. Can we have a like you were mentioning reintegration boundary? I will also just say like. You think, and then you look at those agency budgets, and it's like a small drop in the budget. In the budget. Faulty past economic work. Yeah, there's plenty of funds for this. Yeah, sure. Another 20. I probably took 20 already. But yeah, thank you. I'm happy to come back. You meet every other month, right? So. Yeah, of course, as you do. Thank you. Yeah, I'm happy to come back. I also. Past recorded RJ 101 session. So if you'd like to get on our regular. Time, I really appreciate it.
Buy the turkey pumpkin pie at the minimum?
Yeah, grow it up. So whether you want to.
I believe.
Yeah, they have school Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
There will be.
Only at the annual department meeting, of which you are not invited, so therefore.
It is a public meeting close to the public.
Yeah, it's on there.
It's the last page.
His first day of school.
Where's he going?
Is it? My first helmet was.
Wow. Need some next drink, do you?
Hold it on.
I'm not sure.
It's about 110 cc. It's powerful.
You're ready to start writing a motorcycle.
I'm only taking it on the game.